Hi, travelers. Co-creator Sophie Kaner here. We wanted to remind you at the start of this particularly intense three-part story that trigger warnings can be found at the bottom of the episode description, wherever you're listening to this podcast. If triggers are a concern for you, we recommend that you check. This story deals with some pretty heavy themes, but we're proud of it.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Take your seat, please. Take your seat. The junction lies ahead, so if you'll allow me just a moment. Pay no mind to our train's backwards motion, dear traveler. We are now passing through decades of the past. Our next stop, Juno Steel and the Monster's Reflection.
Inside, quickly.
Aren't you supposed to be saving my life? Like, theoretically? I think I got more sandstorm in my lungs than air.
A sandstorm is mostly air, Juno.
Yeah, I know. Does this place have lights, or are we doing this blindfolded?
I will activate the generator.
Some service this doctor's got. Makes you wander out in the middle of the desert, leaves all the lights off. Where the hell is she, anyway? Hello? Doc? Paging Dr. Hanataba? Jeez, that's bright.
You have many complaints, and I do not know how to satisfy them all.
At least we have that in common. Where the hell is she?
She is not here.
I can see that.
And I have no evidence that she exists.
You... what?
And I have no evidence that she exists.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. I'm sorry. You waited until payday to tell me that the pay doesn't exist?
We will be performing the procedure ourselves. These are your directions.
This dinky little piece of paper, that's all we need? Step one, treat yourself to some Jovian tea from the cabinet above the sink and have a seat in the waiting room. What the hell?
Would you like to make the tea, or should I?
Step two, ensure your partner has read their list start to finish. Communication is key to a swift recovery.
That is complete.
Note, it is recommended that you enjoy the tea with two sugars and long, calm breaths between each sip. Are you kidding me, big guy? What is this, a recipe?
Would you like to see my directions?
If it's not too much trouble, I'd kind of like to know what's going to happen to me before you rip my eye out.
Then...
you know, on second thought, I'll stick with my directions.
That would be best. I have done this before. You have no cause for concern other than the great danger your life is in.
Good. Good. Glad that's everything, then.
It isn't. There are, in fact, many other things that could go wrong, but Buddy has told me that patients often find the truth unsettling.
She seems pretty smart. Let's listen to her, huh? Starting now.
All right. Your tea.
I'd really rather just get this over with.
First, we will have some light conversation, and you will drink your tea.
Listen, I really don't want to wait.
We will follow the directions.
Fine. Let's chat.
Let's.
So how do you know this place, anyway? Out in the middle of nowhere, door hidden underneath a foot of sand, and if you've read that manual, you must have been here before.
You are not the first person I've brought to Hanataba's.
So what, are you a doctor?
No, I'm a driver.
Then how-
Hanataba's machine will perform the actual surgery. My role is less medical and more like driving a car into your head.
But less dangerous than the car, right? Right? Great. A doctor that doesn't show, might not even exist, builds death traps for amateur surgery. What the hell is Hanataba, anyway?
I had a friend with a device like yours. A leg, not an eye. No doctor would help him. Then he came to the Cerberus province and was told to ask for Hanataba, and so I brought him here. With tech growing at the rate it has, accepted medical cures for the problems humans cause can no longer keep up. Yet I have been told there are clinics like this across the galaxy for many man-made ailments. All of them free of charge. All of them built, supposedly, by Hanataba.
Yeah, okay, she doesn't exist.
On this we do not agree.
What? But you just said...
I said that I have no evidence that she exists, but I choose to believe it.
Don't be a moron. Nobody's that generous.
I believe that she is.
And Hanataba, that's a joke. You get that, right? A bad one, but still. It's an old Earth language. I had to learn it for a museum con a few years back. It means bouquet of flowers. As in, if you have some deadly illness that's going to kill you, ask for a bouquet of flowers. For my funeral. Because I'm going to die.
That is one interpretation.
It's the only interpretation. Those are the facts.
I find that the way I think of the world often affects how it really is.
Oh, whatever. So you think if you imagine this Hanataba saint doctor, she'll just poof into existence?
No. But if I believe there is a Hanataba in the galaxy, it affects how I act. And if my actions affect the galaxy, then that which affects my actions affects the galaxy. Juno, I recommend you believe that you will survive this. For yourself.
That was pretty smart, actually.
That was step 5.
What? Step 5, take a deep breath and believe that you will survive this. Huh.
Please, drink your tea.
Listen, these are good instructions and everything, but I'm just really not into tea.
No. You must drink your tea because it is a powerful sedative, and without it, this operation will be more painful than you can imagine.
Yeah, okay, that's a good reason.
Caution. This course of action is dangerous, unnecessary, and cruel. Would you like me to vomit that tea for you?
No,
You are nothing without the Thea Spectrum.
It is your eye.
Shut up, both of you.
What good will you do, blinded and helpless?
Juno, I am going to give you a medical capsule. You must take it immediately, no matter how it tastes. Understood?
Uh-huh.
You will never shoot again. It was the one thing you were good for, little monster.
Here.
God damn it, what is that? It burns. It tastes like...
Poison, poison, poison. Trust no one. Doing good, that's what you're for.
Take
activate
the pill.
And escape is here. User, little
follow
monster.
Juno,
do not give away, give away,
give away our life.
How do you feel?
Sugar.
I do not know this emotion.
The pill, it was just sugar, wasn't it?
And a finely tuned electromagnetic pulse. But Thea should be quiet now. For a moment.
It tasted like...
Like I was trying to kill you.
Yeah, that.
That follows. But it is not you we are trying to kill, Juno. Remember that.
So I guess that means we're going to start the operation soon. Do I get to know what you're going to do to me?
Do you want to?
No. But I want to die not knowing even less.
If you insist. Cybernetics like the Thea Spectrum operate like certain weeds. They grow into the roots of their hosts until the two are nearly inseparable, then feed off what they make.
So, what, I'm the root?
You are the tree. Your brain is the root. Metaphorically.
Not a bad metaphor for a giant talking block of stone.
I did not get it from a stone. I constructed it after giving this description several times.
Sure, my mistake. You were saying about the Thea?
The path such cybernetics take in growing into the brain is never the same twice. My friend reported hallucinations of smell. An orange grove, dried lilies, the fog breath of the Plutonian yak. Have you experienced such things?
Nothing like that, but... I've been... hearing things, I guess. And having weird dreams about...
About?
Things I'd rather not remember, okay?
Memory. Once you fall asleep, I will bring you into the next room and connect you to Hanataba's machine. There I will pilot biodegradable nanomachines into your brain to remove the Thea entirely. The nanomachine's firing will cause some hallucinations. Then it will be finished.
So what? I just... sit back and enjoy the show while you do all the work?
Would you like the answer I have evidence for, or the answer I think is true?
I'll take whatever you got, honestly.
There is no scientific reason that your action should affect the process.
But...
I have brought several people to this place now, Juno. All of the ones who survived describe their hallucinations as a story. A task that they succeeded in.
So you think whatever that is, I have to succeed to survive?
That is what I choose to believe.
But come on, how do you know everybody doesn't have some dream about slaying a dragon or whatever? It's not like the ones who died could tell you.
My friend with the cybernetic leg survived his operation, and he described to me his hallucinations. A nightmare on which his childhood farm was ablaze, and he failed to save it. He spoke of it at length. The cries of the yaks as they burned, the sweet orange ashes in the air.
But he survived, you just said.
He survived the operation. 3 days later, he died in his sleep. He was a good man. I choose to believe he had some control over his fate because it reassures me, as does telling you his story.
I think I get what you mean.
Is something the matter?
Just dizzy. The tea must be kicking in.
It is about that time, yes. Are you ready, Juno?
I didn't know how to answer the big guy's question. I didn't think I had a choice. All I wanted was to run away, leave the past far behind me, but I knew I couldn't do it dead, and I couldn't do it with this anchor to Ramsay's O'Flaherty in me. My name's Juno Steele. I've been a private eye, a criminal conspirator, a cop, a punk, and who knows how many other things. And I don't know what the hell I'm going to be next, but God, I want to know. I have to.
Juno?
Ready.
Good. I'm going to bring you to the device now. And remember, you will survive this. You will, you will, you will, you will, you will.
Big guy, is it over, or... Oh, no. Get it together, Steel. Gotta calm down. The facts. This is my old bedroom, and that's Ma's old radio. And that song is what Ma was listening to when she... But this isn't even the right bedroom. This is an old town. This is from before that. It's...
You took your sweet time getting here. What's the matter? Had something better to do?
No. No way, Steele. Gotta get out of here. Right back. My legs. I can't stop walking.
Where is he?
It's been months since you've seen old Ma, and I don't even get a hello.
Tell me where.
Exactly. Think for a second. You never think. Or if you can't manage that, why don't you just sit down and shut up? You talk too much. It's my turn, little monster.
No.
You think you've got it all figured out now, don't you? Fancy badge, fancy gun. Like a uniform's gonna cage what's in you. What's in both of us? So today, I'm giving you a gift. A reality check. Complete the transformation. It's alive! And it wishes it was dead. Just like you gave me.
What the hell are you?
Control over your life. That's always like paddling upstream. And for people like you, like me, those waters are choppy. But you try. You row till your arms want to fall off and nobody cares. But you try. And some days you even row harder than the current. Gain a few feet. Nothing you won't lose tomorrow, but you're proud of it anyway. And then something happens. Your idiot kid takes your oar from your tired, tired hands. And he smashes it. And then, you've got nothing.
Ben?
Benton, are you in there?
He did it in one day. One choice. When you let him in. when you let the hero rob us blind without taking a thing.
Benton?
Benton?
Why are you shouting?
Give me the key.
Don't. Don't.
Why? You know what's in there. I smashed your ore like you smashed mine. So flail all you want, because it's not going to make a difference.
Why?
Why?
You know, I didn't even mean to do it. I thought he was you. He stole my pills, and when I told him off, he said he didn't know what I meant. Gave me attitude, like you, not him, like...
Why?
Why?
And for just a second, I thought he was you, and I did the only thing I had left. I found the pills at the bottom of my bag a few minutes ago, by the way. Checked that bag 1,000 times before that. Proves my point.
Ben! Benton, open this door!
Stop, 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 stop.
I couldn't even do this right. No control left, nothing. I've been thinking about it, though, and I think this is better. Much better. Go see him, then, and see how fast the current takes you.
No. Stop. Stop.
Ben, stop!
Okay.
I love this tune, don't you? It really got a beat you can dance to.
The time will
Ben?
Be 11.
It's been a while, Juno! You miss me?
Ben Sighton!
Hey there! Easy on the spine, alright? Backups aren't cheap.
Benton, I never thought I'd see you again or hear you or... It's really you, isn't it?
Always suspicious. Fine. Test me.
Where was the best spot to eat lunch at Old Town Elementary?
Inside the fake tree behind the basketball court, obviously. Come on, that's the best you've got?
I was just getting started. What about...
Old Town Junior High? The roof. Until your friend got us busted up there. Old Town High? At least a mile away from the building, just in case.
That's right.
Ask me a hard one, come on! Deep cuts only.
What was the best episode of The New Adventures of Andromeda?
By Captain Cancer's Claws. That's supposed to be hard.
No, it wasn't. It was the cold-eyed cops of the frozen city, and you know it. But you always said it was Cancer's Claws. Always. Always.
Well, there goes the reserve spying. You turned into a real toucher since I've been gone, huh?
I've missed you, Benton. It's been so, so hard.
I know, Juno. Trust me. I know better than anybody. So, are you just gonna spend this whole reunion irrigating my shoulder, or...
I'm not crying. I've just... still had a lot of questions. Then you checked out. It was frustrating, is all.
Questions? Like what?
Things you never answered before, like...
I'll get that. Keep going.
Her.
Mom?
Yeah, like... Sarah. I've always wanted to know, Ben. Why did you stay with her? You could have left when I did, and then you wouldn't have...
You want to know why, Juno? Really, why?
I do. I always did.
Fine. I'll tell you. The truth, Juno, the reason that I stayed with Mom is... blackmail.
What?
It's true. She had pictures of me from 7th grade. You remember? The weird contacts, the hair. If those got out into the world, hell, I'd never get another date again.
No, come on. Enough jokes.
Hidden
why?
Hidden treasure. Old lady's got it under the floorboards, I'm sure of it.
Just tell me.
Would you believe me if I said I just really liked waking up to something breaking every morning?
Knock it off, you always do this.
Oh, come on, Juno, lighten up, will ya?
Just answer me, now. Please, I have to know.
Hey, so, I guess we're not joking anymore, huh? Listen, Super Steel, I don't want to make you upset, but I couldn't answer that if I wanted to. I don't even know what the answer is.
No. You expect me to buy that you threw your life out without even knowing why? No.
It's the truth, all right? If you don't know why I did it, then... that means I don't know either.
What the hell is that supposed to... Oh.
You aren't Benton. You're just... a hallucination. Or something.
Hey, come on. I'm a bigger deal than that. I come with this room, here, and everything in it.
Our old bedroom. And that radio that brought me to...
Andromeda! The ringing snapped in the wizard's storm!
Steer us to safety, Captain, and I'll use my chainmail to keep us afloat. Chain whip!
That's by Captain Cancer's claws. I haven't thought about that in years. Memories. This room is for memories.
Kinda. Do you know how memory works, Juno?
I thought so, but haunted radio in your childhood bedroom didn't exactly figure in.
People think memory's like a bucket with a hole in it. Just a big container that we pour information into and some trickles out. But that's not right. Memory's associative. We remember things in relation to other things. It's like our minds are always sorting memories, right? Like a filing cabinet, kinda. This one's tagged under Mom and Happy. This one's tagged under Times I Punched Someone Who Deserved It and Second Grade and Teachers Whose Noses I've Broken.
Mr. Lowell, yeah, well, he had it coming.
The main difference between memory and a filing cabinet is that memories get stronger the more you think about them. And if you don't, they start to fade. They lose tags one by one until you've got no way to find them. Doesn't mean they're gone. Just means that you can't access them anymore. Like you've lost not just a file, but the whole cabinet.
Or like you're trying to tune into a station with barely any signal.
Juno! Give me your nose and we'll see what I do with it, you nasty little...
Wow. He really did deserve that, didn't he?
Told you. Alright, so Brown Jacket says people who go under for this operation start to see things. Said there'd be some kind of job I'd have to do.
He also said that there was no scientific evidence for that, but hey, who's counting?
How did you... Right, you're me.
Got it, one. Keep going. Always wanted to watch you work a case.
Wait a minute. I think I get this. You and this room and that memory with Mom and... I'm here to solve your murder.
What about it?
What about it? What the hell are you talking about? There's obviously... Mom's pills. They went missing and that's why she killed you, right? Where'd they go?
She said...
And who planted them back in her bag, huh? Don't look at me like that.
Like what?
Whatever. Why the hell are you asking me all this anyway? You run this whole... whatever it is, you tell me why I'm here.
I said it already. I don't know anything you don't.
Then what the hell are you doing here? I don't need you, alright? So just buzz off. I don't like this. I don't like people or ghosts or whatever pretending to be things that they aren't. So if this is all you got for me, you can go.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I should have seen this coming, I guess. Right now probably wasn't the time for me to...
Stop.
Stop what?
Looking like him. Sounding like him. Knowing what he knew. Just stop, please.
That makes a lot of sense.
Do I make this easier on you, little monster?
What? What are you...
What's the matter, Juno? Did you think you'd get away with never seeing me again? Figures. You're tough as tissues, aren't you?
Mom? Ben? Where's Ben?
You're scared. I can smell it on you, little monster.
You can't do anything to me. You're dead. This is all in my head.
And so am I. So am I, Juno. I'm in your head. And you'll never get me out.
Stop.
I'm just waiting. And I'm patient, little monster. You won't even notice it happening at first. But I'll get you in the end. First, you'll just start snapping at people. And you'll always have excuses. Head hurts. Tired.
Stop!
And you'll hate yourself for snapping. But it's just going to get harder and harder. And you're going to get more and more tired. And one day, you'll just give up. Just like I...
Ben!
It gets pretty bad in here, doesn't it?
Just... Don't do that again, okay?
I didn't. You're the one who's in control, so...
I know. I know. Please, I just need you... here, okay? I always felt like... like part of my mind was just gone whenever we weren't together.
I know that feeling. Okay, Super Steel, Mr. Cop Academy himself. You can do this. What's another cold case, huh?
Ice cold. Been in the freezer 30 years.
Come on, I can't do this on my own. While you were acing Detective 101, I was just teaching people the box step. So, expert, tell me how this goes. You have what you're pretty sure is a case. All the evidence you're going to get is here. So, where do we start?
Step one, right, we figure out what doesn't make sense. There's always something in every case. Even if it's small, that's the thread you have to pull on to get the big stuff.
And what doesn't make sense here?
The pills.
Really? Those make the least sense to you, really?
The motive.
You did it in one day. One choice. And you let him in. When you let the hero rob us blind without taking a thing.
That? What the hell does that even mean? You're saying you don't remember the day she's talking about?
No, I remember it, but... it's stupid.
I bet a lot of leads are.
That's true. Short version, we were 4 years old and she decided it was a good idea to leave us home alone for the day. Some burglar broke in, I didn't stop them, they didn't even take anything, but Mom flipped out over it anyway. She blew a gasket at work, lost her job, and blamed me for it forever, the end, okay? I'm telling you, she was just-
And that's all you remember?
Who cares what I remember? I was a kid, it doesn't matter.
Here comes Turbo, the man of the future.
Doesn't matter, huh?
Have you helped anyone today? Just remember, Juno, it's a fact.
What was the first step to detecting again?
Shut up.
Find something that doesn't make sense, right? Because that right there definitely...
Just drop it, alright? I forgot how smug you were.
So, you ready to solve a mystery? And don't lie, remember. I'm basically just you, so I know.
Everything I'm thinking, sure. So why do I have to say it?
Because I'm still just me, and I think it's fun to watch you admit when you're wrong.
I'm ready to solve a mystery.
That's more like it. Let's go.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider donating to the Penumbra on Patreon. Our artists work tirelessly to bring you these stories, and if you have the means, we hope you will support our efforts. Every dollar helps. You can find that page at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. If you support us on Patreon at the $10 level or higher, you'll receive access to commentary tracks like this one, from co-creators Kevin Vibert and Sophie Kaner.
Where are we going to go with this? Like, where are we going to find a kid who could, like, really, really act?
Right.
And if they're not going to, then, like, what does that leave us with? And then we considered having him be the same age as Juno because they're twins. And just, like, okay, even though he's dead, Juno imagines him as if he were, as if he had grown up with him. But then we were like, are we going to have Joshua voice Ben?
Right.
And...
you can also support The Penumbra by liking us on Facebook, following us on Twitter at The Penumbra Pod, following us on Tumblr at The Penumbra Podcast, telling your friends about us, telling your friends to tell their friends about us, and especially by rating and reviewing our podcast on iTunes. Every rating, comment, and kind word spreads our stories further and inspires us to keep creating more and better tales to come. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Camille Blanton, Cantaloupe, Fiona Parker, Ota Arcana, Reagan, Ko, KC, Kim Zeigen, Ethel Lang, Fran, Charlie Spiegel, Menchowski, and Jamie Gunter for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. Did you know that the Penumbra has merchandise for sale? It's true. The Penumbra has partnered with DFTBA to bring you the posters, shirts, and pins your heart desires. Just go to DFTBA.com and search for the Penumbra Podcast. This tale, Juno Steele and the Monster's Reflection, was told by the following people. Joshua Elon as Juno Steele, Alexander Stravinsky as the Man in the Brown Jacket, Kiki Samko as Sarah Steele, Mark Pierre as Ben Zeiten Steele, and Bob Musset as the Ensemble. The Penumbra is created and produced by Sophie Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about our ever-expanding, infinitely creative team of artists, musicians, editors, designers, and managers, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid this is the end of the line for today, dear traveler. We hope you will ride with the Penumbra again soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.